Hey everybody, James Breyer here with the Seattle Rodent Control Show. And today's show is called, How Do Seattle Pest Control Professionals Identify and Treat Rodent Infestations? You know what keeps me up at night? Not the rats. I deal with those all day. It's knowing that most Seattle homeowners wait a full 6 months too long before dealing with their rodent problems. That's like waiting until your entire engine is smoking before changing your oil. By then, those unwanted house guests have already caused thousands in damage that could have been prevented. Let me pull back the curtain on how we pros identify these sneaky visitors. First, we do what I call the CSI sweep, a systematic inspection that would make those TV detectives proud. We check every inch of your foundation and roofline for entry points. Rats leave behind calling cards, droppings, and greasy marks along walls from their fur. And here's a cool trick. We use UV tracking powder that lights up like a tiny rodent disco, showing us exactly where they're having their midnight parties. Now, when it comes to treatment, we follow what I call the triple threat approach. First, we seal every hole bigger than a quarter inch. That's like closing all the doors to an unwanted house party. Then we set up strategic bait and trap stations. Think of it as an all-you-can-eat buffet with a catch. Finally, we install barriers and deterrents that make your home about as welcoming to rats as a cat convention. But here's the secret sauce: monitoring. We don't just set it and forget it. We're back every week for the first month, playing detective, adjusting our game plan based on activity, and maintaining those preventive measures year-round. It's like having a home security system that specifically targets rodents. Just last month in Ballard, I met this lovely family who couldn't figure out why they had rats. Turns out, their bird feeder was basically running a rat cafe, free meals with spillage all day long. We found 6 entry points, implemented our 3-phase system, and boom, problem solved in 10 days flat. Here's your takeaway, Seattle. Don't wait until you hear the pitter-patter of tiny feet in your walls. Give your home's exterior a monthly once-over for holes and gaps. And at the first sign of rodent activity, maybe some droppings in the garage or scratching in the walls, call a professional. Trust me, prevention costs a lot less than trying to evict a full-blown rat family reunion. This has been James Breyer with the Seattle Rodent Control Show.